You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. While we know that the pandemic is disproportionately affecting communities of color, gaps in data have made it difficult to quantify the impact of COVID-19 on Indigenous populations. To get a better sense of how Native Americans in the Valley are faring during the pandemic, I spoke to Selena De La Pena, CEO of the Fresno American Indian Health Project.
So from what you're hearing and seeing, how is COVID-19 affecting Native Americans in the Valley? I think both from a health perspective and an economic perspective.
Our Native Americans, what we've noticed is that about since March, when everything started, we've seen about a 17% increase in services for therapy. And we've also have gotten a lot more requests for housing, rental. I think there's been a lot of economic impact due to people losing their job because of COVID, and unemployment is high. So we've been helping our clients with PG&E, other utilities, and also with rental assistance and some hygiene and personal items as well.
Can you speak more to how your priorities as an organization have had to pivot as a result of the pandemic?
Oh, yes. We've had to pivot and start offering more telehealth services. In fact, most of our services are telehealth. So our therapists are not doing in-person, they're doing telehealth. We do have an after-school program, and that's also being conducted through virtual meetings. We're doing tutoring. We are still able to transport. We're transporting medications to our clients. So everything has changed. It's a different world today.
We know that COVID-19 is exacerbating and exposing some of the areas of inequity in our society. And I'm wondering if you could talk about what you're seeing among the Indigenous population here in the Valley. You know, we've seen national reports that Indigenous populations have been really disproportionately hit by COVID-19. Is that something that you're seeing here in the Valley as well?
It's so hard to tell because the data that's being collected is not getting to us on the Valley level. So we're really working on that. But I do know for California, the rates for the cases are about the same, but the disparities really lie on the people, the deaths. California is at 0.5% and our Native Americans are at 0.8. So we see it there. And I think we feel it. I just don't have those numbers to back that up.
So can you talk a bit about some of the services that you're providing to help people isolate in the event that they have been exposed?
We are very fortunate that we received some funding from the CDC that's able to provide for 2-week stays at local hotels for those exposed. And those services have really, we probably have at least 10 people in hotel stays right now. So it's growing every week.
And what about food insecurity?
Yes, we're getting requests. We are also able to do some gift cards there. We partnered with the Neighborhood Industries and the Asian Business Institute Resource Center and are providing monthly pantry items and fresh produce to our clients. So that's new for us because we didn't used to do that before. But during our community advisory meetings, that need really raised about people needing food, groceries, and just other items too, also like PPE, like hand sanitizers, gloves, some of them we're asking for, and just hygiene items as well.
For those listening, what can they do to help?
Donations are always wonderful, but even just helping out with sometimes even just delivering some of the food would be helpful. Or just being aware. I think the biggest thing right now is people to take seriously and wear, you know, their masks, that a lot of people are getting COVID and spreading it to our community here. And it's really impacting all of us. So washing your hands, wearing your mask, and just being a good community member and helping others. also just checking in on your elders, on your families, and those kinds of things as well, because there's a lot of isolation right now and people aren't feeling connected.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you very much.